Shall we look inside? Suggests Michelle, climbing the stairway to the main entrance, which is situated on the northwest side of the upper terrace. The estate agent, Monsieur Charpie, confesses that he does not have a key. No key? It is only now that he owns up to the fact that he is not actually handling the sale, but, he assures us, if we are genuinely interested, he will be able to faire le nécessaire. We are in the south of France, gazing at the not-so-distant Mediterranean, falling in love with an abandoned olive farm. The property, once stylish and now little better than a ruin, is for sale with 10 acres of land. Once upon a time, Monsieur Charpie tells us, it was a residence of haut standing. With it came land as far as the eye could see in every direction. I stare at him incredulously. He shrugs. Hélas, he shrugs again. Most of the terrain was sold off. When? Years ago. I wonder why, for nothing else has been constructed. The villa still stands alone on its hillside, and the magnificent terraced olive groves, Charpie promised us, have become a jungle of hungry weeds. An olive farm with vineyard and swimming pool, he insists. We stare at the pool. It looks like an oversized, discarded sink. Dotted here and there are various blossoming fruit trees and some very fine Italian cedars, but there's no sign of any vineyard. There are, however, two cottages included in the purchase price. The gatekeeper's house at the very foot of the hill is firmly locked and shuttered, but even from the outside, it is plain that it needs major restoration. The other cottage, where the gardener or vine tender would have lived, has been swallowed up by rampant growth. We cannot get within 200 metres of it. The villa was built in 1904 and was used as a summer residence by a wealthy Italian family. They christened it Appassionata.